The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today, Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. They are decked out for Christmas here, Christmas specials. The food is awesome. We've got a good crowd here. Come on out if you're in the area. Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. All right, back to the phones in a second here. On Jalen Hurts, have we underrated a season? And your reaction to Embiid last night, saying maybe he was just trolling everyone with no back-to-backs. I don't know. I mean, I never know what to believe with him. I just want the guy to grow up. I didn't expect him to play well last night. I'm not losing my mind that he had an off game because it was his first game back.
No, but you need to hear all the
I don't.
Extra.
I don't. I mean, either you are able to play back-to-backs or you're not. Don't put it all in the organization. It's your body. Like, you're the reason you can't play. They didn't create this out of thin air. They're trying to keep you healthy if that was how it happened. 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us 12:30. We'll get to a big Phillies rumor, the first real big one of the offseason at 1 o'clock. And, of course, your phone call. Sirianni and his conversation with Joe and John in a few minutes. But let's play this for you first. Ross Tucker, this morning on with the morning show, Hugh, I thought it was interesting the way he framed his thought process going into tomorrow night, Eagles, Commanders, and what he hopes Jalen Hurts doesn't do tomorrow. Here's Ross this morning.
So I have a concern, actually, about all of the Jaden Daniels hype and what Chuck just said about Jalen Hurts has to step up. I hope that Jalen Hurts does not make this game about him.
I don't think he will. You worry about that?
I don't think he will either. But when you watch, there are times in a game where, like, on the zone read, where it looks to me like he's making the wrong read when he pulls the ball and takes it himself. I think there are times, I don't think it's about him. I just think there are times where Hurts thinks, I got to make a play, I'm going to take it this time, and doesn't necessarily do what the play is supposed to do. You know what I mean? Like, he should give it to the running back. Instead, he pulls it because he kind of predetermined he wants to run it. And I think sometimes, I just hope all the Jaden Daniels hype and even people like Chuck saying, Hurts has to outplay him, he's only a rookie. I hope Hurts does not make tomorrow night about him, because he has a better team. He doesn't need to have better stats than Daniels for them to win the game.
Hugh, I hadn't thought of it like that. That was a really interesting way that Ross framed it, that he hopes he doesn't make the game
about him,
too much about how he's playing, rather than just make the right play, do the right thing, and go win a football game.
Yeah, I don't think there's a risk of Jalen doing that, but I do understand what Ross is saying, because a lot of times, we talked about the last couple of weeks how Jalen might have missed the open throw. He still makes the throw, but I think it was Greg Cosell said he didn't get through the reads fast enough. And it was like he was a little late. It was open earlier.
He waits
and
he
didn't make the throw.
Yeah. Because tomorrow night is a standalone game. NFC's first place on the line.
Yeah, all tomorrow, but it's the beginning of the NFL week.
So you could, and Kyle made the point earlier that sometimes the MVP is kind of weird the way that people vote, right? It's just based on the best team with the best quarterback. Here's the truth. The winner of tomorrow night's game, whatever quarterback wins the game, is going to be like right up at the top of MVP, right behind Lamar, right? Like that's what's going to happen after this game. So I can understand getting caught up in it. Like this is the biggest game of the season.
The way it's being built is two young budding stars, quarterbacks, whatever you want to call
them. That probably will play for a while in this division.
Yeah, that are going to be here. And it's, Jaden is the new hotness. There's no question about that. He's the new hot quarterback. You hear all the hot takes that everybody has about him. So I think that what Ross is basically saying is he doesn't want Jalen to get caught up into that hype, thinking that he has to prove to everybody that he's the established guy. Instead of just going out, just win the football game, man.
Yeah, don't play hero ball.
Do what you have to do to win the football game.
Yeah, don't play hero ball is what I heard. That I thought it was an interesting take from Ross Tucker. Let's go back to the phone lines here, including the aforementioned Chuck, who was mentioned there by Ross Tucker this morning. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
What's going on?
Hey, Chuck.
Listen, Joel Embiid, he'll never win a championship here. He'll never be successful here. And it's not because he's out of shape. It's not because, you know, we don't have him around him. It's not because of the organization. It's simply because he doesn't have the mentality of a winner. And it's simple as that. And he's just showing that each and every time he goes out there on the court now. And he's stealing money. He doesn't want to play basketball anymore. That's what I feel in my heart. So I think his better days are behind him. We need to realize that and cut bait. But on to what Ross Tucker said earlier, right? When I was saying Jalen has to show up in this game. He has to have the best game of the season, to me, to win this football game. Washington is going to put up points. And we can't just run to success. He's going to have to make throws that's going to be a determining factor in this game. I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that the defense is going to hold their own against Washington's offense. But eventually, Washington is a good enough offense where so they're going to put up some points. Gabe Daniels is going to move around. He's going to make some plays. And what I'm saying is, if you're an elite quarterback, like everybody says he is, or a top 10, top 8 quarterback in his league, you show up in games like this. You can't just ride Saquon to victories every week and make one or two or three big plays, and that's it. You know, he's going to have to make plays throughout this game, like he did in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, for us to be successful. This is that type of game. We're playing better competition now. Our quarterback play has to be better. I'm not saying for him to get into the hype of being better than Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying for him to play outside of, you know, what he's used to playing. I'm just saying that I want to see my $250 million quarterback tomorrow make big plays because I know their quarterback is. And that's it. And I don't see nothing wrong with that take. You know what I mean? And Ross Tucker was right. You don't want him to play hero ball, but I'm not talking about hero ball. I'm talking about a guy that's getting paid $250 million that needs to fit the ball in the end zone just to win this football game tomorrow.
I agree, Chuck. I agree. And look, the reality is, even though the Eagles' defense is playing well, the Commanders are probably going to score some points tomorrow night. When you play big-time offenses, they find a way. So, yeah, Jalen's going to have to get them into the 20s to win this game. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us? Weird food combo.
The offense is the offensive Garrett Lee. So,
yep.
I mean, you know, they're going to score points, but we need our quarterback to show up tomorrow because I know there is it. So that's just that. But a weird food combo, you got to try this. You go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, right? And I got my kids loving it, too. Get a McFlurry, a vanilla one, and get some of those French fries. You got that salty, sweetie taste to it. Oh, it was real, real good, real
not
good.
Really.
Try it. French fries.
Not really
and a
that
McFlurry.
Weird, though.
McFlurry and fries. It's not that weird.
Well, he's got the wrong fast food establishment.
Sweet. Yeah, it's like listen. It's,
what do you mean?
That's
the wrong
fries and a frosty,
frosty,
dude. From
yeah,
Wendy's.
Yeah, that's fries and a frosty.
But he's doing it with the McFlurry.
Yeah, it's not as good.
And frosty.
Well, maybe that makes it weird. I'm trying to break down the answer.
Well, he was trying to tell us how good it was. I don't.
I mean, maybe it is. Have you ever done it?
It is. Fries and a Frosty?
No, we've all done fries and the Frosty. Have you done the McFlurry and the Frosty?
Okay, can we imagine that it's much different?
Well, the McFlurry, it is different. It's more of ice cream than the the Frosty's more of like a, you know, half milkshake, half fries.
It's the same spirit.
Yeah, it's the exact same spirit. I agree with that. All right, before we go any further here, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. He was on this morning with Joe and John. Usually they're kind of talking about the game from before, the game that was just played. This one spun more forward. Tomorrow night, the Eagles and the Commanders. Here's Sirianni with the morning show today.
Right now, good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
hi, Coach.
Nick. So, Nick, a five-game winning streak. You know, I know you're not a victory lap kind of guy, but I just got to ask. It's got to be particularly satisfying with the way you were personally dragged through the mud, both locally and nationally. I mean, you got to feel a little something there, right?
Hey, we're just excited. We're playing good right now, and you know, we're looking forward to getting another opportunity, you know, tomorrow on a short week. And so, no, just put your head down. You continue to work, and you know when you put the work in, you got the right people going in the building. good things are going to happen.
Nick, what's the biggest challenge with coaching on the short week for a Thursday nighter?
Yeah, sleep.
We know that game.
What are the numbers that we're talking about here? Sleep-wise.
It's not good. It's not, you know, they what do they recommend? The 7 hours a day? We're not even close to that. But, you know, the biggest challenge is just, you know, putting the guys in positions to succeed as far as, you know, with limited time to do so, right? As far as, like, you don't want to do too much. You don't want to, you know, put in a bunch of new things because you don't have time to rep it and or to practice it. So it's just being strategic of, you know, the things that you're going to put in the game plans, and, you know, just again, getting the guys ready, you know, always worrying, you know, I know we're not sleeping, but, you know, making sure the guys are sleeping and then making sure their bodies are right. So there's a lot of things that go into it, a lot of different, you know, things that go into making sure that everything's right as far as them mentally. And then just trying to get them as well rested as we possibly can physically.
Nick, is it fair to say it's an extra challenge when it's a quarterback and a good one who you've never faced before? Like Brandon Graham, who's faced almost everybody, has never faced this guy. I got to imagine that makes it a little bit more complex on a short week.
I think this is a good football team, and anytime you're playing a good football team, it's going to be challenging. And he's playing at a very high level. A lot of respect for him and the things they're doing with him. And so, you know, it's always going to be a challenge. You know, this league is littered with a ton of good players. And so, you know, those guys always present challenges. And when you have a little bit less time to prepare, those challenges become even tougher. But, you know, they got a challenge with us as well, because we got good players and good coaches as well. And so, you know, it should be a really good battle. I look forward to it. Really look forward to how rowdy it's going to be over in that stadium tomorrow night. And so, yeah, just but a lot of respect for how Jaden Daniels is playing quarterback and, you know, doing it at a high level very early in his career.
Jaden Daniels, he's been so awesome, but he's still a rookie. How do you take advantage of a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, you know, obviously rookies, you know, in this league haven't seen everything, and that, you know, different giving them different challenges, giving them different things, giving them different looks to make it as challenging as possible, you know, so he's not comfortable back there. How do you make a quarterback uncomfortable? You make him uncomfortable by being able to hit him in the pocket. And also, you know, not letting him, you know, see what he thinks he's seeing. So, you know, again, we'll have to be on it because this is a good football team, and I know they got good coaches and good players. We'll have to be on it, and that's what we're working on today, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night.
You know, Nick, obviously one of the ways to make your own quarterback the most comfortable he can be is give him the five best offensive linemen he can have. Mulata comes to mind. Looks like it's trending in the right direction. Do you expect Jordan Mulata to play tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll see. He's working hard. He's worked so hard, and we have great doctors. We have great trainers. We have great strength staff that has worked so hard with him to get him to a position where, you know, we're saying we'll see. You know, last week, obviously, we couldn't say that. This week, you know, we're.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting closer and closer, and, you know, but like I said, we have another day to figure it out, and you know, we'll see as we continue on this week.
Nick, I know you got far more important things in your mind, but I got to ask you a question related to Saquon that's just bogging me. We looked it up a day or two ago. Could not believe that Saquon Barkley is not in the top 15 right now for league MVP halfway through the year. Can you make any sense of Saquon Barkley not being in the top 15 for MVP?
Well, I guess I would ask, what publication is that?
Well, it's all over place, all sorts of data. It's all the quarterbacks.
It's the betting odds and all
that.
Yeah,
betting odds. It's quarterback, 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 quarterback. It's like, what in the world? I mean, he has been, in my opinion, and I mean this is no disrespect to anyone else in your team, your own team, I think he's been clearly your best player. I think he's been one of the two or three best in the whole league so far this year.
Yeah, and again, I don't look into all that stuff all that much because I think it has a way of evening itself out as the season goes on. And, you know, like I was, as you heard me, I was a little surprised to hear that. But, you know, obviously, I think his play is a clear indicator of how good he's played so well, you know, from the moment he stepped into this team. And, you know, I don't think we're to a point to even talk about MVP and stuff like that yet. But when it comes to that point, I know I'll be advocating for some of the guys on our football team.
Nick, we've been rejoicing about the play of our defense. Will our defense have an advantage for the zone read stuff that the Commanders' Jaden Daniels runs because Jalen is so good with that stuff and they see it in OTAs and camp?
Yeah, I think that's always helpful. I definitely think that's always helpful. I think, you know, going back to when I was a college coach and coaching on defense, you would play against these triple option teams, and you're like, man, this is tough going out there.
Yeah.
And if you had a team that ran triple option, it was a little easier for you to defend it. And so I think that's a fair statement. And that's you know, because we've done that and they've seen that in OTAs, like you said, and training camp, but. You know, again, you know, when it gets in the season, as you know, you're going against each other less and less,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting ready for the teams that you're playing. And so, obviously, Jaden Daniels and the way they do zone reads and the way they do RPOs and those different things is going to provide a challenge because, you know, this is a good offense and, you know, you're getting ready for different teams week in, week out. And so, we'll have a challenge, and I know our guys are going to be up for that challenge. We've worked hard to this point of the week to get ready for that, but make no mistake about it, it's going to be a challenge for us because it's a good team.
Hey, Nick, final thing here. You know, speaking of good team, first one, in my opinion, you've played in a while. Doesn't mean you try harder, doesn't mean necessarily you prepare any differently, but do you feel something different when you know it's mid-November, it's getting a little cold, division, at least for the moment, is on the line tomorrow night. Do you feel a little something different when it's a game of that magnitude against a quality club?
You know, every opportunity in the NFL is so precious, right? You only play 17 games, so it's so exciting every time you step out into the field and the preparation and the work. Like you pour everything you have into each week, and so like every game feels the biggest game for us now. But that being said, you know, I can't wait for a Thursday night game in our stadium. Like that, how awesome is that against a division opponent? And I love what you said. Like this time, these are the best memories I have of football dating back to when I'm a kid. You know, it's cold. The leaves are falling off the trees and almost off the trees. There's not a lot of games that I remember as a kid or growing up. Like you remember the ones that are cold, that are dreary, that are like gloomy all day, like, you know, going into it. That's just, I guess that's my upbringing in the Northeast, you know, Northeast football growing
so
up. So, you know, that you feel it, you just feel like, hey, this is football season. Like what an unbelievable opportunity for us to go out there. So we're excited, no doubt, to be playing a good opponent on Thursday night at home. And like you said, like, yeah, it just feels like football.
Yeah, it does. Hey, Nick, good luck tomorrow night. Big game. I hope you get some sleep afterwards and maybe even enjoy a little bit extra time with your family, obviously, with a few, if you're not days off, but extra days before the next contest. Good luck, Nick.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Nick. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
There he was, Nick Sirianni, this morning with Joe and John as they get set for the Commanders. Joking about a lack of sleep this week here, which I imagine that those Thursday games got to be not just rough on the players, but the coaches. Like, I can't imagine that he even goes home, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, what are we going to do Sunday? We ain't got nothing to do.
We got football.
I mean, we got football.
Bills, but, Chiefs.
Like, man, we ain't got to get up early or nothing. It's kind of a free Sunday.
Well, we have a longer Thursday. Yeah, we're doing a show tomorrow, then we're doing the pregame.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Then we got to wake up the next morning.
We got
go to
double
work
tomorrow. Yeah, that's all right. Double
we
work
get
tomorrow.
Rest.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Paul in Chester County, who's up on WIP. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing? Good afternoon.
Good morning, Paul. Or afternoon now. What's up?
Yeah, I got a lot, man, but I'm going to keep it quick. I think that we're not giving Jalen enough credit. What they're saying, he has great receivers. He has to throw the ball to his great receivers. That should count for something. But nobody ever says that. Everybody keeps saying what great receivers he has and everything else. Saquon Barkley, he has to set it up so Saquon can run. I think Jalen deserves more credit than he gets.
Well, and I'll jump off the point you made about getting it to his receivers. If this was dinking and dunking and it was a lot of yak right there just running after the catch for 40 or 50 yards, then I'd be like, all right, you know, most guys could do this. But he's putting the ball down the field, 30, 40-yard bombs on dimes. Like, that's mostly him.
Yes, exactly. And I don't see the credit coming for that. I know it's his job, but, hey, man, still pay the dude. You know, give him his yards. That's the way I feel about it, you know?
Yeah, I just think we've missed the mark a little bit. We got so down on the beginning of the season, and then it was like, well, now they're going to run more. And I think we've kind of missed the mark on just how good his season has become here, you know, over the course of the last nine games. All right, what are you thinking today for Combo Con? We're looking for a weird food combination. What do you got?
Okay, one quick point. I want to tell Hugh something. Hey, mm-hmm. Hugh.
Yes.
Every Sunday when I'm watching the game, we drink out of our autographed Hugh Douglas beer glasses that I have.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I got to find them.
I don't have one of those.
I got some. I got you, dog.
When you left Philly, we put them away. And when you came back, man, my wife went downstairs and got them and broke them
out.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah, I do.
They're on the table every Sunday, man.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. He saved them. If it was me, I would have got rid of them when you left for Atlanta. I would have got rid of them. Paul, what do you got for us? Weird food combo.
I got pizza and Spam. People put Spam on pizza. I think that's disgusting.
No, you know what's funny? A friend of mine has a pizza place in Atlanta. And yesterday, I meant to text him. I forgot. I think I'm going to text him after this. They have oxtail pizza.
Oh.
Yes, the same thought, but obviously it's pretty good because people like it.
Well, people are ordering.
I've never heard of.
That's a weird food combo.
Yeah, oxtail pizza.
That is a weird one. Paul, good
but
phone
it's
call.
The South. Yeah, right.
That is. The Spam thing is just bizarre. Paul, appreciate it. 215-592-9494. We're back to the phones coming up after we talk to Elliot Shore Parks. Joel Embiid, your reaction to what he said last night about trolling us about his ability to play in back-to-backs, his first game last night. Are we underrating the season Jalen Hurts is having? We'll get to a big Phillies rumor coming up at 1. Elliot, we need your weird food combos for CombOCon. 215-592-9494. Live today at Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield pork for game day eats. Good save there, Joe. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.